Message number 487. Virgin Mary, my son's church on earth will not listen this time, yet they know how my son was treated the first time. Sunday, July 15, 2012 at 03:45 p.m. My child, the pain endured by my son and his disciples during the time of his mission on earth is identical to that which is to be endured by his followers as he prepares to come again. During my son's time on earth, he faced huge obstacles. Very few were prepared to listen to him in his own community. He was treated with contempt and looked down upon by those who were in charge of the temples and the synagogues. Yet he was welcomed by the simple people, and his word was accepted because they could see the truth that he spoke. His word created fear and uncertainty in many quarters, but few could ignore the wisdom of his teachings. My son created division, although that was not his intention. His simple demeanor meant that few could accept the fact that he was the Son of God. Many asked, how could the Son of Man be such an ordinary simple man? They denied him, for they thought that the Messiah would be majestic, proud, and would command attention in the highest echelons of the church. My son could not get those in charge of the church at the time to listen to him. Their pride prevented them from listening to the truth. The same will happen now as my son prepares the world for his second coming. My son's church on earth will not listen this time, yet they know how my son was treated the first time. This time his holy word given to you, the end time prophet, will not be accepted in my son's church on earth. My son's church turn a deaf ear to the gift of prophecy. They deny prophecy because they do not want to listen. My son's disciples will be turned on by those in charge of the Catholic Church on earth and accused of being false. Although my son's teachings have never changed, they will find fault with his holy word given to them now. They will declare these messages to be in contradiction to the Word of God. You must, children, always remember that my son could never contradict his church on earth, for he is the church. The truth is still as it always was. You must follow the Word of God, for my son's voice is being cast aside and ignored just as it was the first time. Do not allow yourselves to be denied the gift of his salvation, the last act of his mercy on earth. So patient has my son been for such a long time. The truth was given to humanity at my son's passion on the cross. It was reinforced through all those chosen souls who were enlightened by the power of the Holy Spirit down through the centuries. Now the time has come for my son to come again, and only those who recognize his voice because of the gift of the Holy Spirit will follow his instructions. The church will, just as they did during my son's time on earth the first time, reject his word as he prepares for his second coming. They will fail to recognize him or accept him. They have learned nothing. Pray that those brave souls within the church who do recognize his voice will have the courage to lead all of God's children to eternal life at this crucial time in history. Your beloved mother, Mother of Salvation.